This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith, cooling with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy all day 2016. You got to chill. EPMD in effect, boy. Strictly business.
That was like so New York. EPMD in effect, boy.
Boy. What I'm saying? That's so hip hop right there. You know what I'm saying?
You got to chill.
Did I put it off or? I don't know. I've been working on it for the last like 25 years.
I was trying to find a nice way to say it loud.
What's going on, mother lovers?
How are you doing? First of all, thank you to man like Ian Bolesworth.
That's right. You address him by his proper name.
His full title. Proper name. Yeah, he's earned that title.
Man like Ian Bolesworth for the last 2 hours. Of course.
He's been taking care of you right here on FUBAR. And you can listen back to that and all shows on the website. Last week, we had all corners of the UK in the studio. We were talking to Savvy about his new album. Go and check that out. Also, we had Marcus Mandible in the studio. And you can listen back to all of that at FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And coming up today, goodies galore, guys and girls, as we're going to be joined, we're going to be speaking with Evidence. Yes, Evidence, the dilated people's fame and beyond. He's got a dope new album out, so we'll be hearing all about that. We're also going to be joined in the studio by DJ No Names, who has new material to talk to us about. DJ No Names of Foreign Beggars, that is. Of course, we got the weekly open mic flavour for you. We're going to be looking and discussing about what's going on in the world today. And I've got new music for you. Oh, so much good new music at the moment, but I'm just loving this new Black Thought so much, Mice.
Yeah, boy, I've been listening to the EP. It's flames. He's going in on it. You know, like, obviously the whole thing of it just being, you know, a certain amount of tracks or whatever, and you worry like, is it going to be enough? But he crammed a lot of lyrics in there. So it's one that you can keep digesting and hear new things, you know what I mean? So for sure,
it's pretty relentless.
Check that out, man. Streams of thought, sorry.
But right now, we've got all that good hip-hop stuff for you with myself, DJ Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Yeah, the universe let the planets align. Spent 10K in a car, didn't decline. Bartender, one Casamigos and lime. I'm celebrating gracefully, getting better with time. I ain't even halfway through this incredible ride, but like, I'm kinda doing an incredible job. When I was 18, living beyond my means, I was afraid of my dreams. Looking at the finer things, wishing I could flip to a microchip from a paperclip. Upgrade to a spaceship from a basic whip. Cash rules everything, I just wanted a taste of it. Fast food, hurrying, saving time and wasting it. Self-saboteur speaking into my paramour. Torch rappers like I'm igniting the aerosol. Maintaining the wherewithal that embarrass y'all. Game changer the way I shredded your cabbage off. Explaining is changing apples to applesauce. When we were young, innocence was ours, but that was lost. Where I reside is the dark side of the glory. The fury I manipulate is the arc of the story. Written without a ghost writer to author it for me. This is crime and punishment, I'm the judge and the jury. Listen, Dostoevsky.
Swam with crocs, fish with sharks. May never pop charts, but I know I'm popular. I was built to run the game, I came up playing guard. With young niggas between 5'5 and 6'4. I banked over both, trying to bank over some more. And ball out in something gorgeous that'll keep me in court. Where they'll judge like y'all does, y'all don't know me enough. Y'all still owe us what y'all all did to the cold crush. To my donuts, I'm shooting J Dillas or what? I want a cop when I get loot and recoup. I had to go through hella doors, so in short, that's why I only want two. But I ain't got J none, but I CC him the proof. Cause everything I pictured in my head has always come true. They say you need vision to see eye to eye with the Jews. Spent 2,500 on sheepskin, let it seep in. I ain't turned star boy in a weekend. It took more like 7 years. Make a same man drink Everclear. It ain't Everclear. If we ever guarantee the year. Fruits of your labor, huh? You work hard to get it. Jammer stitched on the motherfucking rock fitted. Before the big lights, I had to start with a scrimmage. Know it'd come sooner or later. I'm Trey Young, nigga. Huh. I'm Trey Young, nigga.
I said, Ostrowski meets Joe Pesci. Tired of staring at a glass half empty. Turning me from Dr. Sebi to Cock and Simi. It got me clutching my machete from the Serengeti already. Wild styles, I'm Fab Five Freddy. I'm a stranger in Moscow. Don't ask how deadly it's the Uma. Patrice Lumumba, Kwame Nkrumah. To the Tripoli shore from the halls of Montezuma. Stop intruder, I'm built on facts. I'm not your rumor, a malignant tumor. Slid through in a suede puma. The steady, heavy, legendary, all praise is overdue. Same cloth as a chosen few. Rap noble Drew. I guarantee you no more music by the suckers. It's not a victimless crime if anybody suffers. And a system that was designed for them to try to cuff us. But what's the use of them trying when can't nobody touch us? Unless it's fabricated, probably drug related. But love or hate it, I will not be subjugated. When they screaming you the greatest that did it was underrated. As if every other player who spit it was unrelated. If every man's a temple, the circumstance is simple. So to be transcendental, I do enhance the mental. This is Elder Statesman conversation. Take a look into them books from down in the basement. Yeah.
Yo, right now you're listening. This is bigger than a hip hop show, man. You're listening to Mice Diggy and Sarah Love on Fubar Radio. I'm Michael Parkinson. I'm always moaning and dealing with my kids, but you know what? You need to respect them because they play my shit.
That's us and his kids.
Yeah, boy.
Play his
working
stuff.
Working class padre.
You know what? I love like unapologetic hip hop, like where people are just prepared to, you know, no holes barred, because this Black Thought Ninth Wonder project is sounding pretty grimy to me, and I appreciate it. And also, I'm loving the fact that, you know, other producers heard this and they were just like, man, I'm mad that Thought went to the Ninth instead of me.
Well, I think now, you know, it sounds like when you hear part volume one, when you hear part one of volume one, then you know there's going to be a part two or volume two, part three. You know what I mean? So producers should be like, wow, what if he decides? Because that's always been the thing with Black Thought, is like, you can't make a beat for him because he's got a band behind him. He's got the sickest hip hop band out there, but right behind him. So who's going to, how are you going to go, yo, Thought, I got this beat? But I will say, I remember Phrenology, around the time of Phrenology, there was rumored that he was going to do a solo project. And then what happened was some of those joints ended up on Phrenology. So, mate, I don't know whether the band remade them or, you know what I mean, but now producers will be like, yo, I might be able to get an EP with Black Thought. Do you know what I mean? I don't even think the whole EP is actually produced by just Ninth Wonder either.
Yeah, entirely produced by Ninth Wonder, out now, Streams of Thought, and Black Thought's first ever solo EP. So I think we've had like 30 years of The Roots, and finally everyone's like, thank goodness! We get to hear him, like, on beats.
Well, not in a way like, yo, The Roots, you know, don't know how to make beats, but more in a way like, what would Thought sound like on a Just Blaze beat? What would Thought sound like on a Pete Rock? What would you, well, he has been on a Pete Rock remix. He was on the, I'm getting a bit too nerdy.
No, he's
now,
been on quite on lots of, like, other features beats. On other people's tracks and stuff.
Yeah,
remember
but then
that
the whole
cut
song
from the Faramunch album?
Yeah, so it's a case of him featuring on a verse here, there, guest verses, but now you get to hear a whole track with possibly, you know, with him and whoever. Like, come on, man, there's so many pretty, imagine Thought on a Dre beat.
On a air quote Dre beat. Oh, sorry, you mean Scott Storch beat?
Wow.
Sorry, is that what you
Sarah's,
mean Scott Storch?
No, see how dark Sarah can dark it out, boy. I'm the dark skin one, but Sarah's way darker than me, boy. I tell you
that. What was it you told someone the other week? Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, but good cop, bad cop. Sarah Savagery. Hashtag Sarah Savagery.
Yeah, man. Specialise in this. No, but it also, it surprised me always how many people aren't a fan of live hip hop. And that was one of the criticisms that people had, that I've heard people have with the Roots. So, you know, but if it's good, if it's banging, it's banging. Welcome to the show, party people. And welcome to the wonderful world that is summertime in the UK. What beautiful weather we're having at the moment. And I hope you've been getting to enjoy some of it. And also, there's just so many cool things to smile or chuckle about that are happening too. And I think I take a lot of comfort in some of Buddha's words, which include...
Buddha? Did somebody say Buddha?
Well. Segway Sarah might be stepping up. No, because honestly, Buddha says the only certainty in life is change. And I take a lot of comfort in that. You know, I feel like that saying gets me through a lot of difficult times because it's real. And something massive has changed. And this is why we have to send a very special...
Big up!
To Justin Trudeau.
Oh, Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau? Do you know about Justin Trudeau?
Trudeau?
Where he's like...
No, I do not know.
One of the contenders for like... most fanciable leaders in the world. But he also
just like, what's her name? You know, like...
Like Trump. No, sorry, who?
Oh, no.
Like your girl.
Yeah. What's her name? I can't even remember her name, but yo, man would go there still, you hear me? She's the prime minister. You know what I mean?
Like,
I
don't... Open like, a lot of doors.
Imagine the perks off of that.
Theresa May, mine's just talking about...
Yeah, Theresa May, may or may not, you know what I mean?
Hey, but when Mike steps up, you know she may.
Dip your sauce in that. You know what I mean? Put your dip in that sauce. You might need to, you know? Someone around the area was like, right, bruv, I'm linking someone famous, da-da-da-da-da, go into it. You get, right, who is it? You're trying to guess who it is. After like 30 guesses, they're like, nah. And then you go, bruv, who the fuck is it? And you go, right, you're going to think it's weird, but... It's Theresa May.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, don't judge me. But man's been messing with Theresa May. You're like, after, you know, 2-3 days of cussing them, laughing about it. But then when you boil it down to like, right, but that's the prime minister. Like, imagine.
That's a big move.
Yeah. That's like beyond going out with a policewoman or policeman. That's beyond like, I don't know. Yeah, she's a diplomat, innit? She's got diplomatic immunity.
Theresa,
I beg you, move
what
this
film is
from
that
here
where he's like
there.
Which film is it again? Diplomatic immunity. And it's
I
like,
I don't know, but hurry up before everyone thinks you're racist.
Before the end of the show. No, but it's like the South African guy.
Oh, it's a South African guy.
And it's one of those 80s films. And then he shouts, diplomatic immunity. But then since then, he's like, anywhere I'm in public, people always shout at me, diplomatic immunity. Hit us up if you know the answer. hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Shouts out to Bass Register locked into the show. But no, back to... We do digress on this show. Mm. But back to big
Theresa
ups.
May.
Because...
Don't get
But Justin Trudeau, who is the leader of Canada, not only is he getting a big up because he fired some shots at Trump this last week after the G7 meeting where Trump left prematurely, disagreeing with the rest of the countries and all this madness. And
what happened? Break it down for us that are not so, you know what I mean?
So do you know about the G7, Mice? So it used to be the G8.
I know about G13.
Tell me about G13.
I know about Triple OGA. G13, that shit. Lick you off, fam.
You know about Triple OG status?
Yeah, Triple. Well, I know about Superman OG. I know about... Nah, go on.
No, the G8 are the 8 richest nations in the world. So that was Russia, France, Germany, Britain. We were the 5th richest nation, but since the referendum, we're now the 6th richest because of all the instability in the economy. But what it's like?
Where's America in this?
America's the richest nation in the world.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I've seen some ghetto-ass places in America, though, man.
I know, but you see, this is the American dream, isn't it? It's built on capitalism, which ultimately capitalism is flawed because it's just based on constant growth, which isn't possible because the world isn't getting any bigger. And, you know, it's based on this idea that if you are homeless and a bum, that's your fault and you must have done something wrong. Lethal weapon! Yes! In diplomatic community! Mm. Please find that clip for next week. We've got to big that up, man.
You wouldn't get away with that shit now, boy.
That's a classic. Please just hit us with a tweet at Food Bar Radio just to acknowledge that you remember diplomatic community.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do it in that accent, though, because
but that's
like,
how he says it.
We don't want to get in trouble over here at Food Bar Radio where we stay, whatever the word is that people use nowadays to sound like you're not racist. That's us.
Okay, so, sound like you're not racist.
Yeah, I'm just putting it out there.
All lives matter.
Whenever Sarah says...
Yeah, whenever I say, oh, diplomatic community! But, no, so the G8 formerly the GA, every year they have a meeting. So it's the leader of each of these countries. So what is like France, Germany, England, Canada, America, Russia, Japan. I can't remember who the eighth is now.
Wow, Japan, that's deep. Little ass country, boy.
Well, their population's double ours. 180 million people live in Japan. And per year in Japan, they have 11 murders using a weapon per year. And that involves knife crime, gun crime, everything. 11 people out of 180 million population. And so, and then when you look at America, 300 million people live in America, but they have 30,000 people are murdered with a gun per year in America. So,
run that by me again.
So, the population of America is 300 million people.
Yeah.
Per year, they have 30,000 murders with a gun in America.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, you have 180 million people live in Japan, but per year there's 11 murders using a weapon. So that involves a knife, a gun.
11. Wow, look at that argument right there.
And in the UK, I think what we have 65 million people. I think the UK it's something like 30 murders per year with a gun. But obviously, we're seeing a spike currently with like knife crime and things like that.
Yeah, the knife. They're like, fuck these guns, bro. And the worst thing about it is that, you know, the thing of one thing about a gun, you can do it from all the way over there. So you're not like, it's not immediate to you what's happening. But with knife crime, that's hand to hand. And if these kids are like feeling like, what, I don't give a damn, they'll do it, then we really got to start thinking about what's going on in these little ones' heads. Like, what is it messing with them?
I know.
And making them feel so, you know,
we need
so
to
cold.
Bridge these gaps that are leaving vulnerable people left behind. And there's no safety net at the moment that's being provided of this last 8 years of Conservative government in this country. Shouts out to PC, locked into the show. Love hearing from you. You know, because there's just lots of funding to different things that, you know, help people out when they're in that position between jobs or whatever. And so there's people falling through the gaps, which is forcing them in to dangerous situations, I think, ultimately. But, well, I mean, that's an ongoing situation in the UK. But Canada, so we just had the G7 meeting in this last week, and the reason it's the G7 now is because Russia were kicked out of the G8 after annexing Crimea in the last year, which was considered an illegal move. So Crimea is a disputed territory where Russia claims that that's part of Russia. But they want there's people there who say that they're not part of Russia and they want independence of Russia. But I think, was it last year or something, that Russia went in and claimed Crimea for Russia. And this is something which the UN and the rest of the G7 don't agree with. Okay. Well, the rest of the G6 don't agree with, at least. And so Russia got kicked out of the G8. So every year, the eight richest nations in the world have a meeting where they agree on things like the Paris Climate Agreement. And they discuss all of this stuff. How can we stay rich? And also other important things like, how do we protect the environment?
How do we make sure they don't get as rich as us?
Basically,
like,
yeah. But this year, Donald Trump, he left prematurely. You know, it was just all unprecedented and pretty disgraceful how he behaved. He didn't want to have any conversations with the other leaders. He didn't even speak to Theresa May, which I think that's never happened before at a G8 meeting. And then he left prematurely, which was also like, huh? But Justin Trudeau, who is the leader of Canada, he said that... basically, America at the moment, Donald Trump is starting an international trade war to make America great again. And so this means improving tariffs on products that are made outside the States.
US, yeah.
And so Justin Trudeau, the leader of Canada, he said after the meeting, Canadians are polite and reasonable people, but we won't be pushed around. And Canada will apply equivalent tariffs on the US goods starting from the 1st of July. So not only does Justin Trudeau get a shout out because that kind of upset Trump that he cussed him out a bit, but also Canada is bracing itself for a massive influx of migrants from post-Brexit UK and beyond, because a key legislative hurdle has been passed.
Go on, Sarah, get it out.
In Canada, as they move closer to being the first country in the G7 to legalize recreational cannabis.
Who? Canada.
Canada.
Oh, because a US is out of it.
No. Just because they're the first of the seven richest nations in the world who are taking the step to legalize it recreationally. Canadian senators, they passed the Cannabis Act, which was 56 votes to 30 in Parliament. And Justin Trudeau, he's committed to making cannabis legal by this summer. And it was a key part of his election campaign and part of what got him voted, basically. He moved... various estimates suggest that Canadians will be able to legally buy cannabis by late August, early September. And apparently Canadians, particularly the young, are among the world's heaviest marijuana users. They blaze!
They get blazed! Yeah. Let's move to Canada!
And that's what I'm saying. They're just going to have an influx of migrants going there.
Yeah, they need it, though. How cold it gets out there. Minus 30s and 40s, bro. Later! You better have some powerful drug to get me out there. Yeah. It better be Superman OG.
Well,
to get me out there in that weather, boy.
I'm pretty sure they're on it because in Canada, they have the world's largest weed farm with 300,000 weed plants that they grow. 180 workers currently growing weed for medicinal purposes. Medical patients in Canada.
Medicinal purposes, okay.
Yeah, which has been legal in Canada since 2001 for medical patients.
Shout out to 420. It's actually 421, but you know what I mean?
Oh, is it? Same 421, shit. Really?
Right
is
now.
Is this the remix? Oh, right. Hey, hey, hey!
She had to have you pluck that one, so blame her for it.
But
oh, it was Hannah. Whoa.
Oh,
okay.
Hannah's on it. Yeah, because what? In Western Australia, it's legal. It's decriminalised. Yeah.
Is
in Western
it?
Australia,
in Western Australia.
Like where Adelaide is, mate.
Adelaide is Southern Australia. Western Australia is like Perth and Fremantle. You know,
but
you've got to put a little bit
of Australia. There are parts of Australia. Yeah.
In South Australia,
hell,
I think
yeah.
There's shit about
please
you can grow it.
Please get the Food Bar Angels on that. Maybe it's about growing.
Yeah.
I'm sure in Western Australia, yeah.
No, yeah, but that's not
Adelaide.
Am I
about
Adelaide,
to expose
though.
People
Adelaide
I know
is Southern...
who are growing out there?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Hopefully not, because that's not where you're meant to do after you...
But you see, like, lots of people, they think like, oh, but legalising it, this is just going to encourage more young people to smoke. It's just going to... a gateway drug to other crimes, but in actual fact, when you crimes like what?
If you're dumb enough
laziness.
That you get influenced, you know what I mean? By because I don't think it's down to. I think like it's a drug in a sense of like, yeah, you can get addicted to it, you can get high off of it and whatnot. But that's it. It doesn't like make you go, okay, let me go and try and sniff that and try and do, you know. That's down to that individual,
but
not everybody.
That's the myth that is perpetuated, isn't it? Mm. And then when you actually look at the facts and the statistics, what you see is what they're saying in Ottawa, which is legal weed under a new strict regulation regime only makes it easier to keep it away from young people, to deprive organised crime of drug money, to reduce the burden on police and the justice system, which ultimately then has ramifications for taxpayers, mm-hmm. to improve public health. It's good for the economy.
Amen.
Industry.
Amen.
Employment.
Amen.
Not just medical treatment. Like, how are you going to deprive grandma from like pain relief, chronic pain relief?
Hallelujah.
And yeah, like I say, all the tax revenue too. Also because Justin Trudeau announced this to legalize recreational marijuana, it's fueled like massive investment into the cannabis sector with cultivators. Like, there's a company called Afria and Canopy Growth, which is becoming like a stock market darling. So, you know, this is potentially like markets of the future of serious revenues and stuff. So, you know, I think they're doing the right thing and they're setting the tone for the rest of the apparently civilized world. And you also, another statistic
so
that's interesting, when you go to Colorado, since they decriminalized weed there, you actually see the amount of use in under 25s has dropped significantly.
Yeah,
so,
because they're like, they get fucked up about 14, 15. They get so mashed up and then they're like, yo, I'll stop smoking now. And then when you meet people around, you know, 20-something and they're like, Rad, do you want to smoke some of this? And no, I kind of wigged out on it when I was pretty young. So it's good.
Yeah.
It's more for me, you know.
But speaking of all that good stuff, we got guests coming up for you on the show.
Yes,
Evidence of Dilator People, DJ Amen. No Names Amen. Is going to be in the studio. But speaking of that weed smoke, let's hear this brand new Jess smoke screen.
Deep down, fragile as a glass figurine. Hairline fracture, I'm starting to bleed. Three little words so hard to repeat. Regarding the beef, I can't intervene. Still wearing this broken old heart on my sleeve. Thinking about what a person I've been. I'm an artist in need of a bargaining plea. Like, what exactly are you asking of me? Darling, there's plenty more sharks in the sea. I'm a ragdoll falling apart at the seams. Fake smile in the party. Part of the scene, at least I'm trying to be. Colgate grinning, the veil thrown over my stone face grimace. This life is a fact to the finish. Behind the wall, paint the face hard to distinguish. Everything's fine, smile on my face, but I'm crying inside. I'm just trying to live life, lift the weight off my shoulders. I hold my head high, but it's pointless. Trying to hide the disappointment, fruits of my labor, bitter with the poison. Think of all the conflict I'm avoiding. Critics finger pointing, every slip is Freudian. I'm on the couch, self-analysis. You can smell the bananas. Emotional, mental paralysis. My diagnosis, mints for my halitosis. Spring bitch with the scent of roses. But hold up, yo, I smell a rodent. A rat up in the kitchen. Chickens flapping like we let the cat amongst the pigeons. Much ado about nothing, I'm a work of fiction. Reinventing the mask, the face stays hidden.
Lovely the video is for that tune.
Yeah, bro.
Brand new from Jest.
Jest.
That was such a deep liberty.
Yeah.
And that kind of even just shows you the tipping point of people who
ain't really taken
the time out to even pay attention or have any respect for what's going on.
For anyone who's wondering why Sarah said that, there was a well-known quote hip-hop DJ that used to have Jest on his show, but he'd always call him Jest.
Yeah,
and people were like, what is that?
To take the mic.
But anyway,
but that tune Smokescreen featuring Ennio Lion and Mr. Thing on the cuts there, definitely check it out. The album's really dope too. It's called Billy Green is Dead. It's the latest album from Jest. It's out now on YNR.
Yeah, man.
It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, the most ignorant mother lover you know. That's right. I got a big ass forehead. It looks like there's a big brain in there. There might be, but I don't know if I use all of it. So that's why I'm proud to say I'm the ignorant one when it comes to this show. Obviously, everyone knows Sarah is the intelligent one.
Allegedly.
Yes, very alleged.
But and this the nasty is, one. What's the, what do you say, good cop, bad
she's
cop?
She's the bad cop, I'm the good cop. You wouldn't, like, you know, if you see us face to face on the street, someone asks you who's the good cop, who's the bad cop, and we know who you'd go for, that's where you're fucking up.
That's why it's the perfect matchup.
Exactly.
And just trick them.
Especially when we get to that thin line, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm.
Yes, it is time for the thin line.
When Mice told me about this story in the news, I was like struggling. I was like virtually retching when I heard about it. But
yeah.
What is this, Mice?
When I'm wake up to this sort of shit, you know, I'll break it down at the end, like all you need to do. But I think that this world it's weird because we're meant to be advancing in this world, you know, since the days of like what, making axes that they still don't know what they did with them, using stone into the Iron Age. You know, everything has been an advancement of humanity in a way, in a slight way. But now it's got to the point where it's like making us lazy, you know? You get what I mean? Like, there's
horrific.
A lot. It's like, don't cook here. We've done it for you.
I know.
And trust me. So this week, last week, I should say, I saw this story. It was saying meat traces found in supermarket vegetarian meals. Traces found in supermarket.
Sorry, excuse me, I'll be right back.
Somebody get out a bucket right quick. Need some this Dettol as well. And an incense stick. That's the old school way, boy. Dettol, Vaseline, and an incense stick. As soon as you... since I'm a puke up.
Never in the studio back in the day with stinking men, and I just remember them being like, yeah, you just have to blaze up a zoo and then yeah. The smell.
Hey, that's
saying
it's true, man. You get some good strong indica, that'll kill that.
Just
hot box it, that'll kill it, man.
Kills. But that's one of the main reasons why I don't eat processed food as well, because you have
but this
no
isn't,
idea.
The thing is, this is nothing to do with it even. It is processed in a sense of that
they
packaged it. Yeah,
that's but processed food.
Let alone the fact that, you know, millions upon millions of vegetarians, vegans trust, you know, these supermarkets. We ain't going to mention no names because we're not allowed to do that out here. But, you know, trust these supermarkets to be selling them, you know, products that they claim they are.
Perfect point, Mice. Why would you trust Tesco?
I'm going to stay out of it.
KFC? Why would you trust Nando's? Why would you trust MacD's? All of these companies, not only are they putting meat in the vegetarian food.
I weren't going to name them, by the way. So.
But I'm the bad cop, so I can. But, you know, it's also the environmental impact. Look at all this packaging. Imagine Tesco's plastic are responsible for per year with all this silly prepackaged food that they're putting meat in and then selling to Muslims.
Yeah, and they're telling people you don't need to cook. You don't need to worry about
health.
You know, what you're putting into your... We'll worry about it for you. So now we got to put our trust in you. But check this out. So the Food Standards Agency, they've begun an investigation following claims that traces of meat were found in food classified as vegan or vegetarian. Now, this is the thing about when they say that, though. Food classified as vegan or vegetarian. It is a packaged meal. It's not like they're selling a butternut squash, someone cuts it open, finds some corned beef in there or something. Do you know what I mean? That wouldn't happen, though. And so all I'm saying is, if you want to make a vegetarian meal, go buy the veg yourself so you know, wash it yourself so
making
you know.
Making any meal.
Yeah, do you know? Well, I'm just, this is an example, like, but the bad cop. But, you know, that's all I'm saying is, like, instead of trusting that this is what is in this package that is sealed and it's been, what do they say? It's been, they always say, like, it's been, if it's lettuce or, what, you know, veg, they say it's been washed in spring
which
water.
Even that
how do
like...
I know that it's been washed in spring? I don't know that. So I'm still going to wash it myself. You know what I mean? All these different things. But check it. So there's a paper that tested 10 vegan and vegetarian products at 2 supermarkets that we will not mention because this is all alleged and we don't want to get into trouble, you know what I mean, and other reasons as well. But they found meat in two of these. So both supermarkets are investigating the claims. So they're saying, you know, the preliminary DNA analysis on the products in question had not raised any issues. So they're saying, nah, we don't believe you. And then they're asking the paper to send in these tests, like if you can prove that this is true. But the FSA said its priority was to ensure customer confidence According to the paper's investigation, a German government accredited food testing laboratory found traces of pork in one of the brand's meat-free meatballs.
Yuck.
And traces of turkey in the other supermarket's Wicked Kitchen barbecue butternut mac. Woo, that wow. sounds so tasty when they say
it.
What the fuck is that? What does that mean, man?
It's hype. Hype.
So one of the supermarkets said, look, the meatball product, which carries the widely respected Vegetarian Society logo, you know, if it says that on it, apparently, who knows anyway. They've said, you know, they're basically saying, like, look, man, we wouldn't do this. Like, whoever's putting this out there is putting out fake news. By the way, send us in, you know, send us your test so, you know, you could prove it or whatever. The scary thing is that how many people have even read this? How many people even know about this that are still going to run into any of these supermarkets? Quick, let me get a quick lunch in. Bam, 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 you know, and they don't know. Like, Veggie Vanessa, she don't know now that she's... she just had some pulled pork...
She had pork nostril in her salad.
Pork knuckle.
Yeah, because that's the other thing, like, anytime you're getting processed meat, you're getting the anus cutlet and the nostril and the ear and, and the gums and all that stuff. And it's all put in a blender for you and made into a beautiful smoothie, which then you eat. And but I mean, this is just anyone who... that's basically what spam is. But this is what... I mean, anyone I know who has worked in a food processing factory of some kind, they're all just like, don't eat that thing, because it's just grimy what's going on in there with mice, the rats running around, things fall on the floor. It all just gets swept up, put back in the... in the processor, you know, and stuff. And it's just the thought for me of not... You have no idea who's touched your food, how many people have touched your food, when was that packaged, what environment has it been kept in. I mean, it's horrific. That's why I just, as best as I can, I avoid processed food. I mean, I eat, I drink milk, I eat olive oil and stuff, but outside, I mean, I would never buy a ready meal.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard, I want to see Sarah with a knife and fork eating olive oil.
That's gotta be right.
You eat olive oil or you drink it or you use it.
All above.
You could put it on.
All of the above, all actually. No, so there's a moisturizer. It's good.
So you can use it in that way.
Yeah. No. So I just think another reason to not just blindly, like a sheep, go along, you know, in the supermarket like a robot. And again, that reminds me of another Buddhist saying, which is question everything. Everything you hear, even if you hear it from me. So I mean, you don't. Why on earth anyone would think that a multi-billion pound corporation cares about your wellness or what you're eating, you need to like wake up.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it being a process as well. Like, so for all the people in the factories, you know, all the people that are working there, they're just going to work. They're not thinking like, oh, I better make sure Veggie Vanessa is okay with the way this, you know what I mean? If they've dropped a little bit of butternut squash on the floor next to some wrap, whatever, and they just wash it off. You know, they don't care.
If you're lucky, they wash it off.
Yeah, they don't care because they don't, it's not, there's no attachment to whoever's going to be eating this at the end of it. Do you know what I mean?
In another country, maybe.
Yeah, so that's where people have got to be careful. And rather than like feeling like, oh, I haven't got time to, it's your body, man. If you haven't got time to look after yourself, what's the point? What are you doing this for? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very important. And the same goes for like, you know, I got a friend who recently, they said that they worked for some company in America and they were doing the pesticide stuff. Mm-hmm. And from that, like after doing, I think maybe 6 months there or something, they said they can't do, they just go strictly organic. The reason is because they were saying we were spraying this stuff from when it was a seed, like, and it's some blue spray and just cut. So imagine you're spraying that on something that's growing, it's going to be absorbing that along the way. There's no, you know, so all that whole like, oh, wash it thoroughly, blah blah blah, I don't know whether that's really gonna work. No one's telling us this shit though. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
so people don't realize.
And again, a corporation, if it's about their profits, why are they going to do anything that's going to, you know, potentially affect that too? But I'm sure these guys are shouting the same message that I was calling before. Should we see how test first how good my impression was of the Lethal Weapon guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think it's like diplomatic immunity.
Have we got it
now? FUBAR angels. They made it happen. I've not even heard this yet. Have you got your headphones at the ready, Mice? So this is the famous line. The only line you are waiting for in Lethal Weapon 2? Or Lethal Weapon 1? Lethal Weapon 2. It's this dude.
Diplomatic immunity.
I was quite good.
Yeah, that was close. Bam! You didn't hear the Sarah Segway voice. That guy sounded like he was segwaying to kill somebody out here.
Diplomatic immunity. No, but he's actually a South African actor, so. South African actor.
Wow. So, but, yeah, moral of the story, my beloveds. Be careful. Just don't, you know, it's all the stuff that somebody else, it looks like somebody else did it for you. Unless somebody grew it and they plucked it out and that's it, you know, you definitely got a question.
But the
Even
other
then,
reason...
you still got to question it.
But
this
another
madness,
reason
man.
Why I buy all ingredients from scratch is because that's less packaging. Like the amount of unnecessary packaging that we each use every day. Imagine you bought a coffee earlier today, you put one sugar in, you stirred it with that plastic spoon. You use that spoon for 10 seconds and then threw it away. That spoon might last 1,000 years on the beach in Bali or something.
What do they do when you, you know, like when
and
you...
And so buying processed food is just pure plastic as well, sorry.
Yeah, but it's like, to some people are going to argue that, yeah, but it's all in one package. Whereas when you're buying loads of this and that, there's loads more packaging.
But plastic production is plastic production, and recycling is not a solution to producing plastic because
yeah, so
recycling
it?
Has its own carbon footprint, which is dangerous for the world. And just the sheer amount of plastic that is being produced and used every day by just by individuals, is we can't, you know, we're beyond our capacity to be able to recycle this stuff.
So should we be like pushing for using more biodegradable plastics and
well, that's
like,
something that's being investigated at the moment. Like I've heard of things made by fungus, packaging made by fungus, which is biodegradable and stuff. But ultimately, the first thing, because everyone says like, oh, but God, the government needs to do something about that or someone else's problem. No, it starts with the consumer, because ultimately Tesco's do as the consumer demands. And so if you make a choice to buy loose fruits and vegetables instead of buying pre-packaged unnecessary pieces of plastic that you use for seconds and they stay on the earth for millennia. You know, like you have to, the consumer is key. The consumer is king, you know, so it's got to come from the consumer in the first place. But that's another reason why I don't buy processed food, is all this packaging just upsets me.
Yeah, I feel like there's still, I don't buy processed food, but I always still feel like there's loads of plastic to get rid of, you know, to recycle and whatnot. So I'm reading here, recycling is a last resort. That's pretty crazy, because we do it like, yeah, that's all you got to do. That's cool. It's cool. I recycle, so I'm all right. So really, you should be taking your own containers to supermarkets. If you leave the plastic, the store has to clean it. What do they do with it, though?
But that's the issue. So we had this deal for many years with Britain where we were selling our plastic waste to China and they were recycling it. Air quote, they were recycling it. But then since the 1st of January this year, China said we're not importing any more plastic waste to recycle because they couldn't meet the demand of everything. So now this is why suddenly this is, you're seeing it more in the news, because we're going to have to deal with this. We can't just ship it off somewhere else. But there was a supermarket in Scotland.
Outside our mind.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with us.
But that's how consumers are trained to think as well. Like, just be oblivious. Don't look deeper than the pretty packaging. And there was a supermarket last week in Scotland where they announced that you can take and refill your milk containers at the supermarket as well. So there are changes happening, but it starts by consumers putting
pressure
on the outlets
on
and everything. So coming
put pressure
up,
on that neck.
Yes. We got to make these changes, people, because it's getting ugly out there. But coming up next, we're going to be speaking not only to DJ No Names, the Foreign Beggars, but we're also going to be catching up with Evidence all about his brand new album. But first, let's play you something fresh from Farmer G and Chester P.
I'm so far and home at all. There's a tall
Oh, See, my world is like a mad dream, centered round a drug spot, mindlessly limping like I'm something out of Pugwash. Piracy, dead men, entrails, blood clots. In real life, they're more like Freddy Krueger with his gloves off. Just Robert England, street master, forgeries. A Mark Singers, Beastmaster, sorcery, ripped torn, nuclear, acid rain, tent frails, I sniff storms, leap into the sky and shit chemtrails. So who in hell you trying to trash talk? I'm lurking underground, don't you open up the trap door. The game is dangerous, fuck the imitations, I'm the real.
Yo, I'm the ultimate.
Twisted, rebel-headed, everything I own I steal. I'm so high I never noticed how low I feel. I'm bolder dashing like Donkey Kong, channel fears. Face my demons like a junkie with a bag of gear. Turn the lights on, no shadows here, I'm too dark. I'll stab you with the crystal from the chandelier you're swinging from. Body snatch your soul and make you bury it, then send you off to Lucifer. Tell him that you're selling it, the vagabond. Sit you round the table when the worst happens. I burst atoms on these same snakes that cursed Adam. My whole adventure's miscellaneous. Chess Monstersaurus, the brotherhood of sentimental Greylians. So who in hell you trying to trash talk? I'm lurking underground, don't you open up the trap door. The game is dangerous, fuck the limitations, I'm the real.
Yo, I'm the ultimate.
Sabertooth, laser ducking Clancy fan. I'm colder than a mafioso fancy man. Soldier heart, heavy hands like an anvil. I roll through a standstill, sitting in a sandstorm, building till my hands feel numb and my fingers peel. I'm universal, you're the cat that's on a windowsill. Pampered beast, Botticelli's hang above your mantelpiece. I'm street bred, feeling just the same as Master Splinter feels. In the suicides, burning till the winter kneels before me on the trampled street, twitching in its cindered zeal. I'm draconian, gypsy man, space fog heart. Move dangerous, Greylian, face hugger. So who in hell you trying to trash talk? I'm lurking underground, don't you open up the trap door. The game is dangerous, fuck the imitations, I'm for real.
Yo, I'm the ultimate.
I rattle their cage, I'm top of the game here. These guys ain't in the same sphere. Running their mouths but never say my name. Yeah, it rains here heavily. A Shakespeare's readily tempestuous. A fellow tragicomic in the medley. The nucleus, slap the role players till they're goofy, it's the harbinger. Father the great carpenter, conceptually immaculate. Shavings from a sharpener, I step into the light and ask these pussies if it's dark enough. Catch me standing with my chewing backy face. My dick's dastardly, mastering the wacky race. Half of me is partially tasting a shabby taste. The other half of me's impartially yelling to smack your face in. So who the hell you trying to trash talk? I'm lurking underground, don't you open up the trap door. Your game is dangerous, fuck the imitations, I'm the real.
The ultimate.
Farmer G featuring Chester P on that cut. And that's from the brand new album, The Sentimental Alien. Definitely listen back to when Farmer was on the show with us. That was really cool. And he gave us lots of cool little insights into the task force lifestyle and all that good stuff. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy.
And right now we're joined on the line by a US star in the game who I think, you know, really, this is definitely panning out to be one of the best albums that have come out this year. Evidence, can you hear me?
Oh, man, they thought it was Swisha T with that intro.
Yeah. Come on. Why do you have to be so blasphemous on the show? We have to say his name again. Evidence, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Let's give you...
Come on.
No, seriously, I appreciate so much what you have done with this album because it's easy for things to sound on like a first play and everyone get caught up on a hype and be like, oh yeah, this is killing it. But no, I feel like your album is really standing up to the test of time so far. What's the reaction been like so far?
It's been really good. I haven't really, like, checked sales in a while. I mean, I did, like, first week things or whatever. But I've just been more, like, judging it off, I think, attendance for shows and, like, just, you know, things people I bump into or social media or whatever across the board from the reviews and everything. This one was probably my most well-received. So that's a really good feeling, you know. And I wasn't expecting it. So, yeah, it's been a big reward for this record. So I've been shooting a lot of videos and just keeping it moving to show everybody that I still care about the campaign.
And I appreciate, because I was saying at the top of the show, I played something from the new Black Thought EP, but I was just saying how much I appreciate people making unapologetic hip-hop, because I don't think there's any way to describe your new album other than this is a hip-hop record.
I think so. You know, it's like I like a certain kind of hip-hop. That's what I was, what I came up on. So this is the reflection of that. You know, if I was into other genre or like interested in like kind of going with where the industry is going, you might hear something more like that. But I really love what I love, so I'm not like making an underground record because I'm a torchbearer for underground hip hop, or I'm trying to like keep it real or anything. It's just genuinely what I like doing.
Mm. I mean, it sounds like it as well. Listening to the album, it sounds really natural as always, but on this one particularly, it felt like you were being more personal with it as well. Like, we were learning a bit more about yourself. What was that? What was the reason for that?
I mean, I've had moments. My whole solo career has been more personal than when I was doing Dilated stuff, just because it's just me and I don't have to ask anybody. I don't have to find a common theme to write. Mm. You know, I could just get an idea and go. Mm. So, you know, my first Weatherman album, you know, I talked about the, you know, passing of my mom, and I chased the clouds away. And so, you know, I've been dropping them like that. This one resonates because just what I've been going through personally, I've been an open book about it. And so, yeah, like human stuff, if you're going to put it out there and it's like it's pure, it's not for like a selling bait, or like it's not for like sympathy or something like that. Like, this is just genuinely what you're going through. I think people can hear that. And so for me, you know, I said in my album, you know, I've never been to therapy, or I've never done anything like that. So like putting it down on music, it's been my way that I've been dealing with that type of stuff in my career. So that's been my outlet.
So, I mean, this is probably a dumb question, but does it work then? Has it been therapeutic writing about it, recording it, and performing it?
Yeah. Recording it is the most therapeutic, because you get to, like, get out what you're trying to say. You know what I mean? And that's, like, the where, you know, you go through it. You know, sharing is an interesting thing, because you know, if you put yourself out there and it's really you, and you're not like mocking something or not trying to be an image, and people mess with it, they like what you do, it's really rewarding. You know, it's sometimes it's easier to be a little guarded and not give everything, but then when someone likes it, the reward quite isn't the same, because you're not really being you, you're just kind of portraying something. So I would think there's a definite reward for just being yourself and putting it out there, for better or for worse.
Yeah, that's wicked, man.
How did you, like, because I was also, okay, let me start again. I think there's some great MCs in the game who have terrible taste in beats. And so it's always like a bit of a, when you hear,
don't
like,
don't do the Nas thing. Don't say the Nas thing.
I wasn't about to say
that. Press that clap button, man. That's the first MC. As soon as you said that, I guarantee that's the first MC people thought of. Like, yeah, man, Nas.
Well, I think the name is like Eminem as well.
I won't speak on Eminem, but I'll definitely talk on Nas. I would say, like, sometimes people need to understand, like, when you get, for Nas, and I'm only speculating because I don't know Nas, but I would think that sometimes an artist would like to get a beat that's just not a tremendous layup, you know, like.
Not the obvious.
Yeah, like Nas could go to everybody and be, send me your best banger, you know, and everybody would send him that best banger, and you could compile 16 of them and make a big record like that. But I feel like sometimes artists really who have a voice, and somebody as great as him, they want to be the lead instrument. You know what I mean? My voice is what's going to carry this. So I think sometimes the artist to not just make like a 16 or a 10 song banger, like give you something that like goes up and down a little bit and gives you more of a ride. I understand it. Would I pick those same beats? Maybe not, but I definitely understand. Like when you're great like that, you can carry anything. Give me a finger snap and a violin sound. I'll be good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel you, but then like, that's a really nice
sounds
thing
like
to say.
Some of the beats nowadays, man, a finger snap and a violin.
No, but I ain't mad at that, you know, because it's like we could do a, you know, even think of a, like, someone can make that sound fresh, like the right MC. But some beats, come on, we just got to say it is whack. And it's okay to say something's whack sometimes. I'm not even specifically talking about Nas. There's plenty of.
No, for sure.
He was who you were thinking.
Of
was when you said that. I don't even try and lie now. But
I just think sometimes it's like, yo, give me a whack beat. Let's do something different. You know what I mean? Like,
let me see if I can make it better. Yeah. What's your process then when it comes to you putting an album together? Because obviously you're a producer as well. Like, you've got a couple joints on this album. But is it a case of you linking up with producers at sort of different times and then saying, okay, I think I want to use this? Or are they sending you beats saying, yo, I think this will suit you? Because every single beat, it sounds like every single beat was made for you.
Yeah, so there's like I don't play music. It's interesting. I play music a little bit, but I don't understand it quite. Like, I don't read music, anything like that. But there's a certain key, or like in between certain keys, where I really like gravitate to that sound. And I don't know what it is, but I can hear it. And so I'll listen to a beat maker tracks, you know, Knots or somebody like that. And I'll keep going through all his beats until I hear one that's in that thing that I love. And I think it's my ignorance or my lack of understanding that kind of like allows me to gather a bunch of like-minded songs from different people. So it's
serious.
No, because I think you did a really good job here on Whether or Not, because what you've got, UK's own Budgie doing tracks, he's got a couple tracks on there, as well as like Alchemist, Knots, Babu. It's been so nice as well as a fan of Babu, as a DJ in the first place, and also obviously the history with Dilated Peoples, but just seeing his evolution as a producer as well. And I just think his title track on the album killed it too. But how did you come to the hookup with Budgie for the album?
I met Budgie through Alchemist. Budgie's been hanging out a lot at Alchemist crib. They did this project, The Good Book, which is just all gospel loops. No, they weren't allowed to add drums. It was just like a challenge, Alchemist versus Budgie. And I rapped on the Alchemist beat on the first one, and then part two Alchemist was arranging it, and he said, I want you to rap on Budgie's side this time, because I already got a lot of guests on mine. I said that, and I found that beat called By My Side, and I wrote a song called By My Side to The Good Book Part 2. And when I was making my album, I had forgot about that beat. It was a while, and the instrumental came back up on my iTunes, and I just decided to keep writing to it. So I called it By My Side 2, and I just kept going. I don't know what it is about that beat. Once again, it's probably the key that it's in, or it's, I don't know. But I also did a song called Wonderful World with Rocka, and Budgie produced that as well. There's something that's dope about meeting somebody and liking them and then wanting to work with them as a person and then finding a beat that they've made versus just an anonymous guy who makes tracks. I really like working with people that I like.
So what were you like physically in the same location as a lot of people when you're making this, or was this like an email?
Mostly. Well, a lot of the producers, maybe not, like, not just from Virginia, so, like, he mailed me the beats, but even in that exchange, like, I had picked one beat, Jim Dean, that I really liked. He plays beats on his Instagram. He played that one night. I just told him, take it off.
I love that tune, the Jim Dean.
Yo, take that.
If you know what's good for you, take that off your Instagram.
I couldn't find the next beat I wanted from him. He makes a million beats a day, but even through all of those, I couldn't find it. So I told him I had the sample that I really liked. So I sent him the loop, and then he sent me back the beat that became Bad Publicity. So, like, even working, you know, with somebody across the country, we're still really working together.
Yeah.
And so are you still of this school of thought that every hip-hop album has to have a premiere track on?
Yeah, no, I'm over that.
But you got a Primo track on the album.
What, did you use that?
But see, if you could work with Primo, you would too. That's the thing. I'll never deny that opportunity if it's around. I'll always probably inquire it for it. But I don't want anything to be just to be, you know, I want it to be natural.
Well, no, it sounds very natural.
Sounds mad natural, man. Like, you really sound comfortable and in a good place with this album. Was there any pressure in terms of, like, because nowadays it feels like people don't put out, they'll put out an album and it's, you know, of recent seven tracks. But even before that, it felt like people were only putting out like a 10-track thing, you know, maximum. But you've for me, it feels like you're sticking to the true school and it's 16 tracks on there. Was there any pressure to like shorten it, or in terms of the length of it at all?
Well, yeah, the problem with this album was that I made it over a 2-year period, so I probably did 30-something songs. So how do I cut half of this out? Okay. You know what I mean? So with this one, I think it was, if you're going to, I would say keep it shorter. Attention span is lower, and I think that's a better idea, 12, 14, or, you know, 10 to 12. So it's probably a better idea, but if you're going to dip out for a couple years, then people are going to want some more music, especially I knew I was going to be touring this one all year. So I was like, let's make this one a little heavier.
So what about with Dilated then? What's cracking with the Dilated Peoples?
Right now, I'm on evidence mode right now. We're still doing a few shows here and there. I mean, Rock is featured on my album. Babu's on my album. It's no mystery. The love is still there right now. I would say it's moving more into like a crew thing where we support each other no matter what we do. We put our logo on everything. We wave our Dilated flag. I represent Dilated by everything I do, and likewise with them. But right now, I want to work on this record. I got a lot of stuff to say, and I want to hit the road and probably make another evidence right after it. So I'm, you know, Dilated when the time is right. But it's not. I've done enough, and we've proved enough that we don't have to just make a record because.
Yeah.
Just because.
It's like, why do you think Dilated had so much success? Because in a way, it was like you guys were almost kind of creeping, not to crossover, but it was, you know, I think you through Dilated, you guys have really opened up to an audience that's wider than just like underground hip hop heads sort of thing.
You know, with being on a major label, you know, having more of a major push, taking time to mix our records and make them sound real big and stuff like that. We did a lot of stuff, but we also got out and really did a lot of touring before touring was the rap thing to do or whatever. And natural connection with fans. I think Dilated was dope because there was something for everybody. Babu scratching, Rocker kicking political stuff, me jumping in the crowd. Like, there was a wide variety of things to like within the group.
And it's cool to take something that was so purely hip-hop to, like, non-hip-hop fans as well, I think, that you
for
guys
sure,
did.
For sure.
Do you feel...
Yeah, good energy is good energy. It crosses the board.
And we a had, good show is good
We had
show.
Fonte on the show from Big Brother a few weeks ago. And you know, big brother, little brother.
Wrong show.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. That's the remix.
No, we actually had a group out here a long time ago called Big Brothers. Do you remember them? They were corny. I'm asking Sarah.
That from my
they were
memory,
really bad. Yeah, they were really. It was like a pop.
Don't trash them.
It was bad, man.
Brother.
But yeah, fun
tape,
little
talk
brother.
Bad about your big brother.
So, and he was saying that you know, because obviously him going solo and putting out solo projects, but he said you were the guy that he looked at in terms of, like, you know, the template for it. Not you hadn't left the band, but if you're going to go solo, but had been known so well in a band, you probably best to do it the way Evidence done it, which was really interesting. What was it like when you had to step out and go solo?
Before that, that's a huge compliment because he's just one of the dopest rappers. To,
yeah.
You know, straight up. Fonte is like, there's some people who have to get good at rapping and there's some people who are just born good at rap. You know what I mean? And he's like he's a real natural dude, man. He can really sing, he could really rap. Mm. So yeah, that's like the biggest compliment I probably got in my career, kind of.
Yeah.
I read something he said, you know, Q-Tip and Evidence, the two people I looked at for solo things or whatever. I was like, wow, that's huge. But yeah, going solo, you just, when him and I talked about it, it's like, yo, hitting that reset button is humbling because, you know, in a group, you know, Little Brother's on Atlantic, Dilated's on Capitol, we got tour buses, we have budgets, we're allowed a lot of leeways, we're going to these events, and then when you're going to start solo, you go independent, and you got to literally, if you want to do it right, you got to hit the reset button and start over, and get in the van and follow the group that's in the bus and stay at the bad hotel. And like, kind of, it's hard for a lot of people to do that at a later point in their career because they've become comfortable. So I put myself out of my comfort zone and really tried to build something new from 2007 till now. Yeah. And I mean, look, we're still just building it, you know, so it takes time.
Yeah.
Do you think that must help as well? Because it, in a way, it's humbling. Obviously, like you said, you've seen such success, stayed in, you know, 5-star, whatever, hotels and this and that. But then when it's like, it's, you know, like you said, the reset button, is it humbling and give you that sort of hunger you may have had back before all the success as well?
I would, there's a lot of reward in it, you know, but you also have to really believe that you're going to build it back up. you don't want to just go stay in the bad hotel again and be in the, you know, van following the bus forever. You want to get back to where you were, but it's hard to really cheat it. I mean, it's hard not to cheat it and then really go through the steps. And I really went through the steps. I mean, I'm not lying. I refused to perform any dilated song at my solo shows.
Wow.
You know, I never did. All my, like, I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it for real, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And also, you're going to get the core fans that want to hear evidence. It's not like they're coming in, oh, do this, do that. Do everything that's not just evidence.
Yeah. I mean, I said I'm dilated, but fuck off, I ain't doing it. You know, before Weatherman dropped, they thought I might have ruined it. You know, I have that line. You know, it's like, you gotta prove yourself.
So, what's the best advice then that you would give Solo? The best advice, like for someone who's trying to build themselves as a solo artist, then, like, how is it that they build?
For your solo artist, you should be less your rap name and more your real name, I would think.
That's a good one, too.
Interesting.
Do you feel any pressure, though, now that you, as you say, you're pushing yourself more as a soloist, like, do you feel any pressure to follow these trends? Like, we see a lot of people where it's kind of creating controversy or doing certain types of sounds to make sure that they have presence online and things like this. Yeah, and I can see how the pressure that artists are under, they can be drawn into playing that kind of game. I mean, do you see like yourself doing anything other than this pure, more pure evidence hip hop style?
I know who I am at this point. You know, so no, I'm not gonna just slip up on you to get some social media attention. Mm-hmm. I still say what I say, that certain things I say might be, you know, unhinged and they could warrant some attention in themselves, but I'm not out there like looking for like trolling or anything is what you're asking.
Unhinged. You could start like trolling. A beef with Dilated. That could be massive online.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That would go viral.
I'm gonna go to Babu's DJ school and just like literally like kick him off the decks in front of his class.
And start doing mad body tricks and stuff. But you, I'm also impressed with the features you got on the album, because there's not many features and you've only got like a couple tracks with other MCs on, because often Mice is talking about, you know, you listen to certain people's albums and it's like a compilation of the best of hip hop. So it's nice that we're hearing so much of just you. And then you wanted us to play the track from that you have on the album called Bad Publicity featuring Krondon. How did that track come about?
Yeah, Krondon is, I'm working on an album with him, I've been producing, and he's like the hook master on all my records, he always lays the ill hooks. His verses are crazy too, but I just kept the tradition and had him lay the chorus on this one. All the guests, I've had such a wish list throughout my career of like working with everybody I wanted to, so for this album I just said whoever genuinely comes through the crib is who I'm going to work with, so... You know, Krondon was really here. You know, Alchemist was really here. Rhapsody was really here. You know, Slug from Atmosphere was really here. All Styles P really came to my crib. Like, everyone's on my microphone. So it has, like, a cohesive thing where it's not a bunch of mailed verses.
Uh-huh. That's nice.
My comp was probably the only person who mailed me his verse from Atlanta or whatever. But, I wanted the collaborations to be honest. And, Bad Publicity is just, like, a monster beat from Knots. One of probably the loudest and most aggressive tracks I've got, one of them, and I just needed that calm down voice to bring it home.
So finally then, who's left on the wish list of people that you would like to work with next?
It pretty much comes down to just Mos Def, that's about it.
And what are the chances of locking him down to get him to the studio to so we can get to hear?
That's a long shot but I do know him throughout the years of passing. We're not tight, like friends, but we definitely, you know, have, I definitely know him.
If
it could happen somehow, it would. You know, maybe I got to interview Kwali, or I can figure it out. If I wanted to make it happen bad enough, I bet I could.
Yeah, you bet you can.
I've just been on the, like, the, you know, that, like, weird, like, maybe he'll just, hit me one day.
Yeah. If I just keep projecting these positive thoughts.
I don't know, man.
He will get back to me.
He's everywhere but here, man. No one knows where he is. Whenever you ask it, like, where is he? Oh, I don't know.
He's a myth.
Yeah. I don't know. J Electronica, Mos Def, Doom. There's a few of them.
So you like Doom. All the obscure, most difficult to track down rappers. That's your next album.
Yeah.
Whether or not.
Out of the new people, it would be like Earl Sweatshirt. You know, like people like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that was sick, man. That was nice with it.
I like the elusive people. I like them.
Yeah, well, no, I'd like to definitely hear Yasin Bey and Evidence together on a cut. That would be fly.
Maybe that's the problem. I've still been calling them
both. Yeah, you've been hitting the wrong.
Yeah, you're fucking up there, bro. Yeah, we might have to edit that one out.
You've been hitting up the wrong email. It's no longer Most Def at Gmail.
The wrong email.
Most Def at Hotmail.
He's not on MySpace no more.
I was hitting him on MySpace, no wonder.
Yeah, and it just echoed back to you.
I'm taking him out of my top eight. I'm taking him out of my
top eight. You remember that shit?
That was three.
Top eight, boy. But for real, you and Doom, that would be very interesting. Mm. Evidence and Doom.
That could happen more because Rhymesayers knows Doom well. I don't know. All of these things, I'm not really even tripping off it right now. I just want to keep making my own stuff and whoever falls through, really.
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, we all appreciate it so much because you've just been putting in that solid grind, you know, and it inspires many people around the world and reminds people how much quality, like traditional hip hop there is out there, and there ain't no shame in it, you know, and at the same time, you're pushing the curve too and you're holding up standards for MC. And so, you know, we appreciate you big time. When are you going to be in the UK?
I'm booking that right now, you know. If you've been following for the people who have been following what I've been going through and, you know, having my son and battling cancer and, you know, passing recently from it, I've had to be based around Los Angeles for the last 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. There's just been no choice, no option.
Yeah.
So I've been doing spot hits here and there because I got to keep the bills on and the lights on and I got bills, but I haven't been able to, like, super proper tour the way I wanted to yet. And so things are starting to reveal themselves right now and how my lifestyle's changing a lot. But yeah, I got to really be a go-getter for my son right now. So I'm going to really start turning up the touring heavy for the second half of the year. And that definitely means a lengthy European run. I'm going to come out in the end of August for a couple festivals. And I don't think I'm going to make the UK on that run, but I'm going to book in a lot of UK-based dates, not just London, for September, November.
Nice. Wonderful. Well, keep Sounds us posted because we would love to see you here at FUBAR on the show. We'd love to see you live again. We appreciate everything you're doing. Keep working hard because, you know, it's being acknowledged out here. And we love you lots. And we're going to play now this track from the brand new
love
album.
Love to the sun as well from the show, bro.
Man, you guys, thanks so much for showing love. It means the most, for real.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you for
appreciate
the quality,
you.
Bruv.
Yeah.
That's what we appreciate is the fact that you know, like what you're talking about with the situation with your family, but it doesn't sound like an album where you're desperate to make some money because of this. It sounds like this is really you.
No. I've never made music for money. I've always, never, ever, ever, and I never will. But if you do a lot of hard work, everyone should be rewarded for that, you know?
The evidence is right here. Let me get a patoosh or something. No, I've not got that ready.
I've got the diplomatic community. Do you know about diplomatic community?
Evidence, don't worry about it, man. Yo, thanks to we appreciate you coming on the show.
Right.
We ain't gonna bore you with no diplomatic, whatever it is.
Yeah, but thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. Lots of love, Evidence.
Yeah, love straight up to all of UK, man. Because since the beginning of Dilated, it's been huge support there for us. It was like always big incentive to come back. So thank you.
You know it. Can't wait to see you. Lots of love.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Stop. still find Nev on the block. Somewhere between a hard place and a rock. My dresser drawer, gun under the socks. Nothing fun about shooting one, but summer is hot. Hey young world, Slick Rick is still the ruler. Don't follow these dopes if you broke to the jeweler. I'm an artist getting something out of fucking tubas. Real MacGyver making something out of something useless. I'm done with proving myself to people I never met. A new rule in itself, remind me not to forget. No reinventing my name, I would've did a long time ago if I wanted fame. Ain't relying on no claim to fame, just more bangers. No more strangers, only Chuck strangers. The older I get, the less that I speak. I do my dirt by my lonely creek.
I've been living in the bubble, yeah. Don't make it bust, yo. You settle for less, yeah. I settle the score. Sure as waves at the shore, and two and two is four. Yeah. I've been eating all my life and still hunger for more.
I'm from the coast. Yeah. Here's a toast.
Cheers.
Toward a step of what I wanna become. I shed so much skin, the old Michael is done. And everything I stood for is waging its war. I miss the road when I'm at home and miss home on tour. Lying to myself to say I ain't changed. I ain't trying to play stupid saying I ain't aged. I earned the right to be hated in the worst way. Happy belated, go shorty, it's your birthday. I'm from a city called This Is Not Your Birthplace. Motherfuckers just landed round in first base. I should have said it in the first place. I packed my bags, I brought the worst case. Before the traffic, good city mad kid. Half like Mike plus half like from Pactive.
I've been living in the bubble, yeah. Don't make it bust yours. You settle for less, yeah. I settle the score. Sure as waves at the shore and two is four. All my life is still hunger for more.
I got a slow flow cause he's vicious. A rolling stone ain't home like Keith Richards. I'm out my lane, swerving on the shoulder. An alcoholic flow bumping 21 and over. I know what to write way before I say it. Sometimes it ain't so bright but I still lay it down. He gets busy known in his town and still put on for his city when nobody's around. Venice Beach till I die, tell a friend bitch. Hopping sharp between the ears and my friends rich. I stay connected in places, respected by faces. I make hits and steal consecutive bases. There's no such thing as bad publicity. Who's fucking with my clip? Click clack literally. I make a beat, grab a mic and spit acidity. From Venice Beach till I split to Venice, Italy.
I've been living in the bubble, yeah. Don't make me bust yours. You settle for less, yeah. I settle the score. Sure as waves at the shore and two is four. I've been eating all my life and still hunger for more.
With the main man himself, Evidence, on the show. Listen back, foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. It's taken from the brand new album, Whether or Not, which is very, very cool. Out now on Rhymesayers. Shouts out to Rhymesayers. Shouts out to I Am Sickle, Mike ST, Agent Abstract, Paul Clark, Bear, Andreas K. Gonzo. All locked into the show. You can get in touch with us on Twitter at foodbarradio. Email us, guys, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to Man Like
DJ No Names.
It's on the way, so keep it locked to FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
Joey Page.
It's now time to welcome to the show Ian from the Go Team.
I've always been interested in sort of planning, because that's really, you know, it's that sort of John Lennon quote, isn't it? Life just happens when you make a bunch of plans.
See, I'm the opposite. Yeah. I'm so unruly and messy, but you seem so fastidious.
If you see my studio, it's right.
You must have been proud when you came up with that, though. That's like philosophy style level of thinking, isn't it?
I mean, you're the only person that's really picked up on that.
I'm either a genius or an idiot, so I hope it's first.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page
from 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I'm the menacing degenerate resident with rough edges.
face that's never elegant. I'll bend your skeleton to gelatin. Quiet misfit Chinese whispers, futuristic and bio-cryptic, the kind of primal instinct that I can live with. You guys are born to die, digesting all that pork and swine, walking a fine line, chipping like a psychedelic porcupine. Heads up, come on and get your legs crushed. Calling my assault is appalling, performing red rum. Complete the first mission with third degree burns, killing your nerve system when I burst ism and let the verse hit them. Getting all up in your gum like a mouse swap, colossal like a foul flock of robbers on your pals block. Specialities like Alfred Hitchcock, smack a rapper with the panties full of brown and shit dots. Tie wires around your gal to see how far her arm stretches. I sport tools with sharp edges to catch you whenever your heart's stepping, slipping, dipping on the dark hedges. Hobbies and bodies rotting and stinking on the park benches. Oh my gosh, holy shit, the roll I got, rolling up my fucking socks, broke your chimney and your loft.
How does it feel
when I enter places, putting dental in your faces? The many stages of the mentally deranged,
split.
People open and
split.
Evil doses of steam and poetry,
yeah.
We will solely persist the grievance of your kids dying first, rolled in a giant bowl of your own shit and kick about the turds. Your pain is in the name of fear. Slay the younger generation, major dedication here. My reputation's fierce, I'll make you disappear in one strike. Smothered in fungi, fucking up your summer when it's crunch time. Grab a little piggy by the toe, slit his throat, took a stroll up to his crib, his wife was home. Must be my lucky day, she's screaming, get the fuck away. I grabbed her by the ponytail, cause it was obvious she didn't know me well. Either scheming in the black hood, golden mask and flat foot, groping bars and crap hooks. Left that whiny woman shivering for dear life. Fitting in the kitchen with the killer she was speared by. Catch my drift, civilians get hacked to bits, trample and stamp on your kids. Don't nobody wanna challenge this. Demented head fart, you're following the stench of where the freaks then is. Older than aromas here on weed scented. The killing frenzy is taking place on your street. You MCs are raw meat, don't fuck with Mr. Voorhees.
Don't fuck with Mr. Voorhees.
Ransom Bad Bones, Mr. Voorhees, produced by Jazz Tunes iGoat. That's from the new album, Jason Bones. Check it out. It's out right now. He's got beats from Wizard, Nutty P on there, Jetson. It's really pretty banging stuff. And we have another beat maker / DJ in the studio with us right now. Welcome to the show, DJ Lone.
Man, like DJ Lone, what's going on, bruv?
Yeah, so you've got the
it's pigeons flapping. It sounds like clapping, but it's actually pigeons flapping. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Man,
in.
I missed out on the last one, so I thought I had to come up here and talk to you guys.
Yeah, man, you weren't here with the brother. We were missing you, bro.
I know, man. I appreciate you reaching out and saying, "Yo, where's No Names at?" So here I am, and thanks for having me, man.
There's a legendary moment that we've shared. You know, this guy got me all the way back to London from Newcastle without a ticket.
Bruv, you know what's so funny?
It wasn't just me, it's three other. Was it how many of us? It was four of us.
I remember that. So basically.
Yeah,
well,
you don't have to mention names and that.
I'm mentioning names, bro. So we had to do some fact checking on that because I kind of remember the story, but you know, those years are a little bit hazy.
Are you serious? You don't remember?
I remember being on a train.
But I've heard
you've
done, you're like
Newcastle.
James Bond for real. Like, I heard that's not the only time you've managed to get people from A to Z with no ticket.
You know what, man? On a real though, it's about being nice to people, isn't it? It's like, if you're...
Look, he's doing it now. Sarah, someone get a mop in here before
he's
Sarah
Jedi
makes a mess on this floor right quick. Grab the Dettol. We need some baking soda.
No,
is it baking soda that gets rid of the smell? I can't
remember.
Seriously,
though, honestly, when you get you know, to travel the world and meet and do all this kind of stuff that we do, like, you can't really be nasty to people because it doesn't get you very far. Mm. So, like, I think I learned early from... How long ago was that when we were on a...
I can't remember, but we went to Newcastle.
We did.
All I remember is, like, thinking, yo, I want to slap this dude. You know, I was pissed, but all I was thinking was, okay, that's not really going to get us back. How are we going to get us back? Right. Oh, you got the...
So what happened is after that, I heard that. Obviously, I heard the show back and heard the interview, heard the little story, and I was like, I can't quite remember it being just like that. I know a guy that's going to know. Who else was on there? Yeah. Stig of the Dump.
Yeah.
So it was me, you, Rest Foreign Beggars, Scrine.
No, it was me, you, Stig, and Scrine. There was only four of us.
Okay, four of us. Yeah, okay. So
I feel like we need Benny Hill music or something to go with this story.
It was hilarious. We ain't going to say we fucked it up. You know what I mean? We ain't got to put them out there. True, they all.
I got to save anyone's face here, it's going to be Scrine, obviously, because he's got, you know, he's kind of moved on to other things. I don't want to. sort of jeopardize any future movie roles he might have. So. But anyway, we'll leave that bit out. But hey, okay, so this is from Stig's mouth. This is what happened when we went to Newcastle.
Let's see it, because Stig's got a good memory.
He has.
But you might want the hip-hop hookups.
I was about to say, are you ready?
Let me get my headphones on to make sure.
Tell us a story.
Yeah, go on. Tell us a story.
All right. I haven't even read this WhatsApp myself yet, so apologies if it comes out. I don't know what he remembered.
Say what you see.
Haha, yeah. Skrizzle had the tickets.
Skrizzle was scrying, by the way.
Just put me off, sir. Come on, man.
Take the headphones off, dear.
Yeah, Skrizzle had the tickets. He turned up as the train were leaving. Still drunk. Skrizzle was scrying, by the way. Sorry, scrying. I let that one out.
Fuck it,
so scrying is a little bit drunk. Train was leaving. We were told to ask the train driver if we could still travel, and they said it was at the discretion of the inspector. The inspector booted us off after one stop to Durham. I believe we then got on for another stop and got booted off again.
Insert a burgundy mice, because I can't go red. I got burgundy. Go on.
He couldn't quite remember that bit either. He says, either way, while off the train at Durham, we went to speak to the woman at the ticket office and explain the truth of the situation. While mice tried not to punch Skrizzle, who was banging on about how he didn't give a damn and would hope to... to rest the day. All right, so basically, there was a little altercation on the train.
Oh, was there?
Apparently.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Plot
that.
Thickens.
But somehow, blah, blah, blah. They managed to let us buy a new ticket and we got home. The end. Fantastic.
Aww. Now, you managed to do it. We went to the ticket office.
Take your shine. Rah,
that wasn't happening. Somehow, you went to the ticket office with everyone thinking, nah, whatever, and came back with tickets.
Yeah?
And then, yeah, we got home.
See, Stig doesn't remember me saving the day, but that's how Stig's memory tends to work.
Yeah, well, so look, I remember them things because it mattered to me. Like, wow, how the fuck?
Brother,
as a black man, how am I going to get home? You know what I mean? You got a call.
Somehow, somewhere, you are going to find...
Yeah, with me, I'm like, am I going to jail?
Is this it for me when I see my family again?
I'm going to be a crackhead. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to be...
This is real destiny now.
Yeah, but it was hilarious, man.
I'm glad we got home. I'm really glad we got home.
I'm glad you guys got home.
From that day, I was like, James Bond. His name is James Bond. Because whatever you said to that woman... Yeah, I mean, I'll just say said, because obviously
don't,
wife is here.
Don't, yeah, get him in trouble seeing his wife is in the building.
It was a long time anyway, man. Statute of limitations, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was 3 years ago. No, I'm joking.
It was about 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was ages ago,
you're
man.
You're doing the maths, how long you've been together, and you're like, oh, it was longer ago than that. Mm. But you've been busy working as well.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because the Beggars have got this new album.
Yeah. Beggars' new album's out, doing the business. And we're touring that still. So I've taken actually a month or two off because I just had my little baby boy.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
There he is right there. That's Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo William.
What's going on, Lorenzo?
Yeah. You get to meet him later, sir.
He's like, yeah. Don't watch that, bro. Man's dreaming about it.
Look, he just had another selfie, another one. Just constant photos all day. So basically, I took a couple of months off. Pravi Prav, who is Pav's brother and drummer in Peng Shui, who's this grime punk band that he's just formed with Illaman and Fatty Bassman from...
Because Illa was here when the guys came through.
Oh, was he here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He kind of took your place as the...
Yeah, that's all right.
White guy.
We're interchangeable, you know. White guy.
They all look the same anyway.
Can't really DJ, but that's all right. I've been out of action, sort of not on the road for 2 months, and the guys have been, doing the shows with Prav for the moment, trained him up. He's doing a great job out there, and they just got back from like Vienna, France, and somewhere else. In 2 weeks, I'm going off to Madrid with them. And then kind of carrying on back on the road from then, really. And then there's a few festivals, Boomtown included.
So how do you get, with all this going on, how do you get the time to be, you know...
To make a baby. I thought that, I genuinely thought that's what you were going to ask. Sorry, that's too personal.
Yeah.
To be honest, we all have, obviously Foreign Beggars is like the mothership, isn't it, for all of us. And from there, we've always done our own little thing. So Pav does his Brap thing, which is, his kind of app that links producers together with MCs and songwriters. Mm-hmm. That's his baby. Ebo's writing a whole bunch of other stuff, like producing for a couple of artists at the moment. And I do commercial music, some commercial music stuff with a friend of mine, Aidan Lavelle, who's James Lavelle's little brother, who started Mo Wax Records and all that stuff. I've known him since I was like a little boy. And we do like a music sync business thing together. So that's another little thing I do in the week. And then, yeah, I make my own music and produce rap, grime, and whatever I feel like making at the time.
So when you say commercial music, what do you mean by
adverts,
that?
Adverts, I think.
I mean, yeah,
adverts.
Exactly. Advert.
I think okay.
Adverts, computer games, short films, trailers, that kind of stuff. And trying to link together the people with the bucks and the people with the talent and do something good.
Mm. But then on the side, you still had time to then pull together this own forthcoming project. So is it a solo project or?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm really sort of non-ownership about music. I just kind of make music with different people and I'm not really overthinking what the angle is or what, you know, because right now I'm sitting on a whole bunch of stuff, and this happened to get signed by True Thoughts Records end of last year, and it's something completely different to the rest of the stuff I'm making. It's more like I guess you'd call it soul music, man. It's a singer. It's you know, obviously the way that I make beats is quite influenced from hip hop point of view, and I use turntables, and the way that I make loops is very much from that point of view. But it's a 130 BPM kind of garagey feeling soulful tune that's a song. So yeah, that's what I did. Zed Bias loved it, did the remix for me, and so yeah, that's one thing that's coming out. And then I got a bunch of other stuff with more kind of grime 140 stuff.
Okay.
How long have you been producing for?
Not that long, man. Maybe like properly like 3 or 4 years probably.
Yeah, because I didn't know you produced. When I saw that, I was like, oh, no name's a producer now.
Yeah, just eventually I was like, you know, like enough producers tell you like, mate, it's really easy, yeah? There's a kick and there's a snare. And enough people tell you that, you're like, ah, okay, let me just have a little go at this. And, you know, it wasn't something. I'm a DJ first and I'm a music lover and collector and arranger. And I guess the production kind of came off the back of that, really.
They ain't hip-hop producers telling you that. Hip-hop producers never say, yeah, this is easy, man.
You know what?
So it's like, every time I've thought, like, maybe...
Which producers are doing that?
You're right.
Every time I dip my toes in it,
some of the opposite, and they try and confuse you, like, this is the dark arts, you know? Yeah. You'll never understand, and you need this piece of circuitry, and you need
this. It's a cultist way of...
We all know that's bollocks, man. It's like, whatever is, you know, people make... great music on terrible equipment, and people make, you know, the opposite.
Terrible music on in the most expensive studios.
In the best studios in the world. So
it's Adele! Sorry, yeah?
A little cough there.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. He's on some famous ass shit.
Right. Yeah, but you know, you got to be careful.
I was going to bring Adele through, but I shouldn't be bringing Adele through. So.
Yeah, you can't burn them bridges, DJ Sarah Love.
But no, it's... Yeah, you know, you're right. It all depends on the vibe, you know? That's the most important thing. And, I think a lot of good producers that are nice people will show you the truth, and that is that it's all about the vibe and using the equipment you have around you and putting your own injection of personality in there.
Definitely. But I feel that that's something that's getting a little bit lost, is the personal signature on music, because everyone's using the same computer programs. Everything has only existed as noughts and ones inside a computer. So it's harder to have a personal signature.
Yeah. And someone said something about how you used to be able to hear music and tell where it's from. And that's totally not the case anymore. Like, you don't have Detroit sound or a London sound particularly, or like a Norwegian sound. This doesn't exist because everything's...
It's all homogenized.
I think you can still tell that it's like, this is influenced by that area, no? Like, when LA was making dubstep, you still knew it was like, dubstep came from UK.
Yeah.
But it sounded... You know, this is somebody, I didn't even know the difference. I was in New Zealand and these guys are going, yeah, this is LA dubstep, this is the UK dubstep,
right.
This is what we make. And then when I was hearing the differences, I was like, oh yeah, there you can kind of hear.
I mean, you can tell, like, there's an Americanized kind of dubstep sound, I guess, that was proliferated in America and on the West Coast, that you could say. Mm. That sounds more like American dubstep.
Mm.
And certain productions I hear and I'm like, that can only have been made in the UK. You know that one? You hear and you're like...
That's what I mean.
But it's less and less specific.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think as time goes on, it's going to be less and less easy to say that is from London, because everyone gathers influence from everywhere and shares it, and everything is so easily available.
Yeah, but, especially now, isn't it, with the internet.
In a way, I think it's a shame because we're going to a more like one big homogenized ball of sound, whereas it was so interesting in the era, you know, I said on the show before, when back in the day when you had crusties, punks, trendies, casuals, hip hop heads, you know, whereas now we're all just one homogenous ball of like youth urban culture.
Yeah, I guess you have to work harder to kind of exercise your individuality because everyone's mixed up a lot more, and it's good as well because everyone's a bit more open. In terms of what you were saying before, in terms of like putting your personal stamp on music, I still think that's crucial. But nowadays, it's you can hear the
that's how we roll at FUBAR.
You can hear the the ice cream van. The personal signature nowadays is more visual, I think, and it's more what's your video saying? What's your hype?
Which I think is a bit sad, to be honest, because like a lot of people, this is what I mentioned last week as well with the Childish Gambino This Is America thing, where it was like, oh no, but when you see the video, that's when you'll get the tune, like the tune's banging when you see the video. But to me, I think like if music can only be that's that shit, if you're seeing it with a video, like first of all, that's a liberty to blind people. Secondly, it must mean like, you know, the music is limited, because there's certain music where it's like you don't even know that you were tapping your foot and this music has just taken control of your body. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, but I do feel like with that tune, there was a statement that needed to be made with
visually,
that tune, visually.
As well,
I don't think it was like...
And not always, you don't always need to make that visual statement. But unfortunately, I think when you're an artist nowadays and you're putting some music out, if you don't have that visual reference, you ain't going to get the views and you ain't going to get the bookings. Right. And that is the sad fact. And we all know, I'm sure we can all sit here and name, a bunch of rappers and a bunch of producers that they kind of let that side of things slip. And, you know, no one really knows about them. They're not doing their thing anymore. And...
Well, I think
you saying that, he didn't even do it because of that. He did it because he wanted to make that statement. It was not like he was getting bookings and, you know what I mean? But he wanted to make an artistic video to accompany the song. And yeah, for real, if you heard the song on its own, you might not be thinking the things that the video has made you think. I think because of that, that was pretty cool.
And
if everyone keeps doing it, then no, because it might be a load of music where people's like,
but
I don't
that's
know what
I'm saying. That's becoming because this is the format that the world communicates now. It's on a visual, like ADD kind of consumption of products, sort of thing. And so it's like people haven't really got the time to sit down and like take that moment out to absorb sonically the wonders of the new.
Yeah, man. I mean, the thing is, we consumed music differently. Everyone consumes it differently, and people that grow up, you know, in today's age, that is how they consume music. And you know, that's just how it is, man.
Yeah, if you got a problem with it, you come see the complaints department, mate. Yeah.
No, I accept that's how it is. It just makes me realise. Okay, well, it must be limited, because when you listen to Bach, he kind of made you. Created an emotion, a feeling. You know, there's music that can make you cry.
Maybe someone
never even
Bach
these people
was
were never
a long
even
last
on video.
Time ago, though, that was
yeah,
a long
Marvin Gaye.
Well, maybe they could make Bach relevant by someone just kind of by doing a whole music video series of Amadeus and Bach, and maybe you know if it was. Maybe that's what needs to happen to kind of bring them back into focus.
But that's what. So what do you think then about, say, a classic Motown artist? Are they irrelevant because they didn't have videos?
No,
they're still like a cornerstone.
I think they'd be, if they came out today, though, they would be, you know, because it's a different time.
If they didn't have any decent music videos, bam!
But come on.
No, but they would be coming out in the same way that Childish Gambino is coming out, where they would have the visual promo and everything. Like, that's the only way to have a presence as an artist today. You've got to cover that aspect.
I think Berry Gordy and all those guys you know, all these legendary producers would have, because they were so on their business and then knew what was going on at the times, they would have made that part of their little marketing plan, because they sure knew about marketing. That's one thing about Motown.
Yeah, no, definitely. But tell us about, I'm really liking the title of this track, Kim Jong Haircut.
Yeah, wicked. Yeah, so this is one little piece of music that I made. I made the beat with a guy from Las Vegas called Liam about a couple years ago, and it's just been sitting there, and I always loved the beat, and I sent it to a few rappers over the time, and I never thought they really did it justice how I wanted it to sound. So eventually this guy Shogun, Hey, do you know about Shogun?
No, but I can't wait to, because you've been hyping him up to mental, me, man. And I'm just hyped to hear a Glaswegian kicking them bars, man.
Yeah, and he spits with a proper Glaswegian accent, and he's a real smart kid. You know, when he might still know what I'm talking about. I mean, you both know what I'm talking about. But as an MC, you know, it's like, I can't believe, when I first heard him, he was like 19, 20 years old. I was like, the things that this kid is talking about is not normal. Like, this guy is special, and I want to do something with him. I sent him the beat. He loved it. We recorded it at our studio in Seven Sisters down in just around the corner.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, so that's that.
Yeah, and then and this is the first play ever
in the world. Yeah,
you see how we. Sorry, that deserves one of these. Yeah, that's what we deserve.
I thought
definitely.
A bomb was coming. What is that?
No, it's better than a bomb. It's the CSI. Yes.
Oh, CSI. Mike's ain't convinced, man. He's over there like, nah, man. We discussed that in the staff meeting. Like, it's not going to run.
But it's that we wish we could talk to you so much longer, because it's just lovely to get to have a chinwag with you. But you're going to be obviously on the road throughout the summer, probably with doing stuff with Beggars and Bins. What should people else should people be looking out for?
Well, we're doing, as usual, we're doing hardly any shows in the UK. So we're going to Madrid next week, a couple of weeks, and then we're going to Czech Republic following weekend, and then we're going off to America, and we're doing like a short run over there. So we still got our toes in the other side of the ocean, as it were.
And we're going to be looking out for new music from you with No Lay, Killer P, Illaman, and more good stuff.
Yeah,
so you're going to keep us posted, right?
That's it.
Thank you so much for coming through and seeing us today. Short but sweet. And congratulations to the wife and baby.
Thank you, guys, man.
Young Proper grown. What's his name?
Young Lorenzo.
Lorenzo. Yeah.
Say hello, Lorenzo. There he is. He's having a little feed. Look at that.
Piacere, Lorenzo.
Hey, look at that.
Is Lorenzo actually Italiano?
Si. Oh. So racist, man.
Thanks, No Names. It's so lovely to see you. Let's hit the people with this track, Kim Jong Haircut. Exclusive first play.
Spending out, middle finger fucking sticking out, indicating I don't give a fuck, so listen now. On a super silver whiskey buzz, tripping and talking a lot of shit with this Tinder slut. Speak deeply in tongues that the engineer flip it, then pitch it up. While you last sit back and give us some half-assed finger love. Slap you at your pleasant daydream soon as I see you think it up. Grab the simple bitch and put the common scumbag. Tell my mum that I'm marvellous, but I don't really know where her son's at. Left her skin carpet wrapped around its carcass. Well dressed to death, sticking wine with an animal rights activist. Forgot what that was meant to be, what act is this? Aurora aura beaming out of me like a dugong. I've done a million things that you would probably do wrong. Before I've even woke up properly, I put my shoes on. I don't want no ace in this song. I just want a shiny mirror for you to listen to my new song. I'm in mint condition, piss bold, flip Michigan flow, I'm flaunting with it. Fuck whatever you think is close to a synonym, I'm godlike. When I'm spitting, pull your spinal cord out and start pimp limp walking with it. Give you tongue twisters like it's case west. Yeah, I hope that you fucking hate this. I need failing manicure hands to smack your face with. Play this, make a sculpture, scoop his face up. See me on stage with a Kim Jong haircut. Need a made back so much, I'm hoping me and Ross can pay what. You can fucking think what you want, but your brains aren't as strong as mine. I've honestly never spat an honest rain. Maybe I was wrong that time. Everybody believing in God is putting me straight off a grain. Last relationship crashed on the rocks as I rubbed my eye with the lane. But living in salt and crusted nose, asking every check in the front row. Will you suck my dick if I bust this flow? I'm going after cash there, loving the resentment and your last glare. Flawless, I will flog you with nine tails of how I got here. And floss my teeth with Persian cat hair. Outside, looking in through the wrong hole. Oh, oh no, slow low Joe. Say, oh no, slow low Joe.
Hey, will you see me?
What's happening, mate? Shogun, nice to meet you, mate. Say that. I'm Shogun, nice to meet you. Just get me talk to you about my music.
What
you know?
Talking about?
I do music. I'm a rapper, a Scottish rapper.
What?
I rap and I'm Scottish. So, like, I've got this EP.
Never
nah, seriously, I've got this
get
EP coming.
Soul, see, wait,
mate.
Yeah, when I'm slipping, it's slipping, and everyday I got transactions snapping. Oh, I'm stuck in a black chasm. They wanna know when it's gonna happen, when I'm gonna blow tonsil dripping. These back spasms for the court won't let me spit out with the bombers. And I don't wanna end up Hollywood and acting pompous, but I'll go back to my old street acting famous. Season greetings as I stand in naked, waving my deck at the neighbors and telling them that I'm Channing Tatum. Bitch, wrap the chat and take it. Fresher than the fucking last after waiters. Fuck digging the belt, I fucking got up and stabbed the waiter with a sharpened dagger made from an Antarctic glacier. Let's see if it melts before the ambulance gets there. What does death feel, huh? Maybe poppers, constant kid of Michael Dapper, but they just copy the way that I'm locking. I've got that green half of Glasgow when 67 buzz in. Lesbian lagging with the poster, get it with your wank bank. In fact, that's rank kind of regret, even ligging with that skank. Yeah, I'm feeling sleazy G, looking for my own DDB. I wanna see you sound like Stevie, cutting lanes like Wonder Bread on some Gypsy MC's free CD. I don't just wanna be big, I wanna fucking be TV. In every household, in every jail cell. If you hate me, that is great, swell. Antique heaven, innovate hell. Take you to the rainbow room and rub serving lies and your aching wounds. Yeah, my coming was depicted on Mesopotamian tombs. I'm the flame for your spoon. I just didn't expect to start fucking fading as soon. Should've fucking made a grave in my womb. A cult activist, I'm carving Baphomets in the walls of my mother's abdomen. I'm vertically strangling myself, fixated and yanking my flaccid dick as soon as I fucking hand off to fucking wank it with. Oh, yeah, so I swear too much. My first words, you should have thrown me in traffic, bitch. All I've did is grow out of my clothes and into a binging habit. Give me anything, I'll take it. Anything, I'll have it. Anything, I'll grab it. Maybe if I cross dimensions, I'll find out where my fucking dad is. I need a bitch with big tits and a laugh like Janice off a friend, so I can ruin every family event.
What you saying, mate?
Look, mate, if you want to talk to me, can we just, can you listen?
What?
Can you just listen for a second, like, does that not change your opinion? I'm not that hard to understand. I'm not that hard to understand. What do you mean? Mate, what are you talking about? Nah, you're just hating. You just...
You don't hear...
What do you mean? Fuck you, man. You hear the accent.
DJ No Names. Brand new from him. That was an exclusive first play. You heard it here first on FUBAR with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Dr. Digman Freud.
Sorry, say that one more time, mate. I was hating with the mic level down.
Myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Uh-huh. And shouts out to all of you guys locked in. Simon, Lula, HF, Skylar Simmers. And right now, we're about to get into some open mic action. Welcome, MCs.
Yeah, right. You lot, pull the mic up, yeah, down, wherever it needs to be, man. Who we got in here? So we got Solomon and D7.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
What's up? We're good, man. We're good. Yeah, happy to be here, man.
You guys have got a project out at the moment, right?
Yeah, More Work Pays Off.
More Work Pays.
Michael Parkinson on production.
Nice.
I'm sorry, just move it.
Oh, sorry, my bad. All right, yeah. So we got... yeah, so it's More Work Pays Off. It's out now on all the digital outlets. Michael Parkinson on the beats, man. Go check it out. Nice. DJ TMB on the carts. It's amazing, man. Please, like, go check it out if you can, yeah?
Yes, man, for sure.
I like the cap, too. And who else have we got?
Blackjack the Activist.
Hello,
back
hello.
Again.
Yes.
What's going on, man? Gang Green in the building.
Yeah, all good. We're good. We're here. Finally got here. Do you know what I mean? A bit late, but yeah, traffic.
That's
problems.
Hip-hop,
and, you know, it's
hip-hop timing.
Yeah,
hip-hop timing.
And also Side.
Side, yes. Big up, Oxford.
Oxford.
Are you coming
in
out of Oxford?
House.
Yeah, we've come out of Oxford, man. Together, innit?
Alright, cool. That's good to hear. You lot ready for this open mic then?
Yes. Oh yeah, ready.
So we got, is it Tom Sink? That's how we say it, yeah?
Tommy Sequence. That's our guy. Big up Redding. Big up the Redding man,
wow.
As well. Stone
big
Circle.
Up, so that's Stone Circle.
There's me, I'm feeling illiterate looking at this shit, trying to work out how to pronounce it. And that Sequence, S-Q-N-C.
I know, got, spelling, I didn't want to start a race war.
These days you got to unlearn. But let's get into this. This is the open mic right here on FUBAR Radio's The Hip Hop Show. Myself, Mice Diggy.
And we'll go back and forth, yeah? Who's going to settle first?
Yeah, okay.
They know who's going first, yeah. Second, third, and fourth, right?
Yeah.
Blackjack the Activist, you got to set
know.
It off.
Gangrene Collective.
Can you not hear yourselves all right?
I can't hear myself, but it's all good. Don't watch that.
Loud, bro.
Whenever that I'm stepping on the beat, I ain't just clever, I'm a weapon with the venom in my speech. Try and make positive music like Lennon did for peace. But if man step on me, I'll happy sever off the knees. I'm a problem that's never been down with the sovereign. I'm more for gunpowder plotting and tower toppling. Commit crimes against the crown, the pig cowards watching. But I gotta get my guap in to feed my offspring. A bag of man talk about a life that they're not in. I tell them that the glove don't fit, I'm Johnny Cochran. Forever high, never let my high land. Bonnie Scotland, marijuana overtones. Constantly I'm sour coughing. I got my grounded conscience on the prowl in Oxford. Team looking like the villains from Gotham, a crowd of monsters. On a hunt for the profits to feed our toddlers. Ducking coppers, plus these bitches are singing like Janis Joplin.
My flow's nice and nice, goals together like beans and rice. Fam, you better think twice. Rappers wanna be gangsters, talking chains and pee. You were Bowers gangsters, honey G. I rap full of V. The paint game immaculate. I'm still raw enough to slap you up with a spatula. Always accurate. Really, you wanna be me? Hating every time you see me. No video or CD. Or working hard, you watching TV. Believe me, this rap thing, it ain't easy. Yo, the game need me. The real is the real, I don't play with different light. I'm straight and you gay. Talk you down like good ray. Say things that ain't supposed to. I'm a mushroom cloud floating over a toadstool. Brethren, I'm old school. Imagination's got no limits. That's how I write it so vivid. Make sure you feel it, what?
Food bar again. New bars in blue marker pen. A true artist vent. Stew hearts in two parts of pen. These crews can't defend. Flows make these dudes carve a gen. Your bars of war. I'm cold like Cart Dior. And my heart's cement. Ask me then. See about how I'm feeling in this current climate. Apparent tyrants starting problems just to warrant violence. Copper siren circle choppers, not a drop of silence. And propositions propping politicians up with license. Circle of lives like Hakuna Matata. They're moving fast. I'm a hunter to you, group, and move fast. A Kumiti cat, a training discipline. Michigan to Qatar. I thought I'd wreck the mic and rectify what boots and cats are. Here for all the tight rope, who's behind? Nice blokes and peace signs. Or hype types whose mic jokes get rewind. This rapping thing's addictive. Quiet nights and peak times like white coke in each line or pipe smoke from felines.
What you see in me? Nothing but pain and love and pure mercy. Thank the Father for my energy, the remedy. Spit it for my sons. One up, yeah, 9 years married. Would you know about the struggle? Pouring that out, been on the streets, came back from the streets. Now I'm making these beats, rapping it deep, feeling it in my soul and in my heart. Living life to the highest. I thank the Most High. I can't require nothing else more. See me just tiptoeing and flipping, flowing with the microphone under my nose and spitting prosing. I love the Lord and that's what I'm promoting right now. I see man's getting shirked and getting splashed right now, but I'm telling you, it's all about love, peace and the remedy from the above. It can heal your insides right there. Keep your soul blessed, righteousness. I speak it out to the masses. Fruit bar, what's up? It's all love.
I'm painting pictures like an artist. You know the flow's arsenic. Now watch me spray venom at my targets and leave you dearly departed. Hard as the nails in your casket, picking at your heart. I'm the vulture on your carcass, molten lava with the bars, bitch. Blow dark and bury bodies in my tar pit. Roll you in a carpet, dump you where the carts whip. Marching with my army through the darkness, power harness from the carnage. Keep it calm or karma plays you like guitar strings. Bars are locked, prisoners on remand wings. Hotter than Palm Springs, fly paper planes on a sharp wind. Sparks, spliffs, hands attached to my joints like cartilage. Still the work rings on point, never lethargic. Bringing blizzards from the Arctic, touching figures, no massages. I finish beef but rarely start it. Still if I do, I'll heat it up and serve it fully garnished. Red sauce all over the steak, no smashed tomatoes.
Balls, titanium, radium, cracker crack in your cranium. Damien, jibber jabber, Jamaican, indigenous. You lack the impetus, carnivorous, invigorating, invigorous, vigorous. I wrote no joke, it's serious. Loud and mac and balls, the angel haze. No business with its empty gaze. Shine light, sun rays. The growth is green, grimy, it's gargantuous, grisliest. My rhymes infectious like syphilis. Solomon meticulous. Watch a major malfunction, full metal jacket. Talk a good talk, but you fail to back it. Got the saber back to crack it. Your mads wanna say something, acting like you're moving weight. Fam, you ain't moving nothing. All I see is suffering. Make sure the people listening. I see your eyes glistening. My rhymes sound riveting. Mystical like unicorns. A soldier without the uniform. Call before the storm. Let's get it on.
Partying just to pass the time. Sipping sake, my glass of wine. Bastards lying, still finding your craft. I'm trying to mastermind. Mastermind, trying to find the path. We're having baths and lines. Written in the stars, the planet masterminds. War is to rap. Traumatizing authors, body attracts. That's why I'm ordering subordinates to walk off the plank. Talk to your bank, withdraw your mortgage, warn your daughters I'm back. The time for warring is before us. Draw your swords, your tanks are working the cranks. Turning the links, murder versus hurting a blink. Murking and shrinking any person who ain't serving a drink. Now I rephrase this, I ain't for A-list, not Ace's face fizz. Aching to rip stages in the greyness. I'm not these nervous guys who don't demonstrate what they'd ever say. Lying shit, the shams, poon and trezor me. Let's set it straight, I've lost patience. Gob spit and phlegm on these box pavements. Cat shot in cheap, knock off Lacoste fragrance.
Slowly I go rise and shine. Slowly I go rise and shine. Reach the divine, I spit these rhymes from my mind. Lame to just levitate, can't break this gate. You better try to understand the weight. Rapping bars, I'm banging them harder. You better know this is more than the Ramada. We can bring it back, I praise the...
Yeah, I put it in your brain, the power of words. That's why we do this, man, it's absurd. I'm flying like I'm a bird. Observe, my son is 10 and 9. And listen to this rhyme, I teach him how to be a human mind. One that does love and one that has wisdom. Know where they come from, Africa, I represent that. See the fitted cap, fam, I'm on food bar, spitting some crazy bars. And the sun is shining outside. I'm feeling the love, feeling the vice, feeling the camera. Looking in my eyes, see my soul. It's nothing else I can't hide, so let it go, yeah.
I'm living in a wonderland like Alice is. Trying to grip reality so hard I'm getting calluses. Kids are dying from cancer and BMO peril. When cannabis has been proven to kill cells that are cancerous. So fuck the pharmaceutical companies, I'm an activist. I got the cure up in my attic on some rago shit. Why would I violate my body with a bag of pills? RSO makes cancer disappear like a magic trick. And you ain't gotta be ill to love cannabis. I rep the culture from cultivating to rapping spliffs. Concentrating on the concentrates with my dabbing stick. Diesel dabs get me higher than a bird flapping quick. I wake and bake in the morning before I've had my shit.
Too many
whack MCs piss me off, but not on my chest, so getting it off, I'm letting it off. Lyrical warfare, all guns blazing. Solomon, nothing less than amazing. Seen so many changes, keep my work, you know that I'm dope. Everybody know that I'm broke, the frivolous quotes. On a summer's day, on the cold air, you can't see me, but you know that I'm there. You better be prepared, no fakes, no gimmicks. Call me Solomon P, I got no limits. My bars hit your spirit, couldn't care less about opinions and critics. I bless lives and I made digits fly away like a pigeon. Dropping rappers like birdish, if it happens you deserve it. Nothing less than perfect, get beneath your surface. I break nights, have you running like Arabian Nights. I'm nice and nice, got the game in advice. Get taken out or pay the price, you get it right. Lyrically not to be played with, everything I speak potentially dangerous, outrageous. Operate behind enemy lines, devils catch a knife to your spine.
Yes, big up, I'm tired. Yo.
I was a shook one like the salmon when they sin the net. But speaking softly can be costly, so I interject. Tucked in his sheepskin sheets and his sinner slept. Carcinogenic cigarettes and piercing liver sweats. Yeah, I'm a kid who wept, but always was the class's clown. Bars well like parcels, rhymes I passed around. As I got older was the harsher sound my heart surround. Got even older, now a narcissist, so pass the crown. But love the culture, ain't a vulture for them thinner scraps. I don't hope to be homeless, so you know I never sit in slack. So many now, down south for northern city cats. Chicken with a back, bit of brown, call a silla black. People going tit for tat, that's why I'm avoiding ya. Annoying her, and she goes round in circles like a droidicar, not on the trap. I've never been that dark balling with Mark pooling, shooting up dark balls on the tarpooling.
There are no strings on me, chains bust, the game's rust. It was the light from above that never gave up. The most high equivalent to nothing, say what? I'm a sinner, but I'm still coming back with love in my soul. It's kinda deep, but let it go. The beats kinda got me held. Let it go and maintain and keep it real. And if you understand how I feel, I done been through the pain and the tears, don't waste spill, but it's real. I had to pick myself up like I'm lifting weights on built. Find the love for the order, the drift that I went through. Mashing up my back, bending just like a palm tree. Man don't understand, my sons is watching me. So I had to get up, brush off the dust off me. Even though she took 20k's 2 years from me, I tell my life straight. Man smiling, now I'm getting paper and cake. I'm buying a yard in 2 years, mate, I'm great, thank you.
This is Arthur Wild and Excalibur. Take the head of a challenger, professional or amateur. I've had enough, step onto the battlefield if you're man enough. Come with the beef, I'll be the one to spill the cattle's blood. Couldn't fuck with my team, you haven't got the caliber. Hordes swarm with their swords drawn when we saddle up. We walk forward with the onslaught till you're backing up. You want war, then we're on board with the massacre. I'll set a date in my calendar. Roll to your palace gates, take down the barrier. Known as a savage ape, there's no escape when I'm catching ya. No mercy from my blade, it's just stab and cut. I'm a king, you're a jester, we ain't matching up. Pillage your village while you're thatching huts. Yeah, I'm gassing up, but I don't give a fuck. I got some massive nuts. I get hard and go in, you're just a flaccid fuck.
Chip off the old block, one step away from chipping your teeth. Like a flat pain similar to crack in the street. Lyrical genius, MC Marksman. You a long-lasting joker, Jeremy Clarkson. Your man's like Bosnich, dropping enough clangers. Mads can get masked, but leave out the bangers. Doppelgangers, the street serious, this ain't a game, bro. We toss not CGI, you broke as a stage show. Two things I die for, God and my fam. Biggest thing you ever saw was less than a gram. I'm the man, it's the man. Everybody want a piece of me. Piss rappers off, how I write it so easily. You can't see me, G. Imagination's got no limits. 20, 24 hours, fam, I need big digits. Every bar I spit, nothing less than raw. James Bond 007, smoother than Roger Moore. Boom, back to the core. Yo.
Oh. let's give you all a round of applause. That was super fly. MRG Group, Solo Man and D7, Blackjack, the Activist and Sign, repping on the open mic today, guys. Thank you so much for coming
on the beat. I'm glad I got to say Sequence properly, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't feel as retarded as I did before. You lot murdered that open mic, by the way, man.
Yeah.
That was some energy right there.
That was a lot of fun.
Different styles collaborating right there, man. How can we get hold of you, just to remind people, because we're running out of time.
I don't think there's time for that, but we'll share all of the links for all of you. I'm sorry, shouts out to Evidence, the Dilated Peoples we spoke to earlier, DJ No Names, the Foreign Beggars. If you missed anything of the show today, listen back, foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Thank you to you for tuning into the show, because this show is all about you. We're next back on Foobar Live, 4 p.m. next Monday, so make sure you lock in and listen back to all the past episodes. Up next, you've got Michael Payne taking care of you guys. Thank you so much for coming through today. And I'm going to leave you with
Blackjack, the Activist Side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was fresh. And check, look out for the video on YouTube coming soon. I'm going to leave you with something brand new from Confucius MC and Mr. Brown. This track is Different Ending. It's a peace out for me, Sarah Love.
And a peace out for me.
Sacrificed everything. Execution, in fact, all the things that come easiest to me were a style. A style will convey the mood of what I see.
Mood of what I see.
The idea, without regard for concrete reality.
What are you painting? What are you painting?
What's in my head? Art's an abstraction, not a picture book. A picture book. A picture book.
Yo. No pain, no gain. Who mapped out for the profane? Slow lane, going all out for the gold chain. No brain, catch up at the eye like an old flame. Profiling with no fame, no shame, no remorse, no blame. Cocaine, eyes cold blood in a cold vein. I'm covert, I'm cold trained. Living in the city where the soul hurts. Young men do the Cobain. We talk like a sore rap, but the truth is a sore south, a sore eyes. Who strapped in for the short rad? No foresight, just short sight. And why not? Any old day, this war, man, I'm wise up. Some old seat to the sky drop, and the eyes up, and the man's up. Understanding what time is not, just remember what time it is. But all I get is remind me nuts. Tiny twists, sharp turns, time codes, heartburn from these winding roads. The world's jab, keep manning gold. Search for lab, keep finding ghosts. Cause when the man revolts, it's landing bolts. The law uncanned results. Stop behind the notes, watching life dissolve. Cause everybody's always looking for a different ending. Chasing rainbows, rabbit holes with slippers left in. Cause everybody's always looking for a different ending. Masquerading, but the final curtain's unforgiving. Cause everybody's always looking for a different ending. Chasing rainbows, rabbit holes with slippers left in. Everybody's always looking for a different ending. Masquerading, but the final curtain's unforgiving. Speak out, reach out, see truth or get freaked out. Plus twists, plans change, lots of risk on kind of rage. Fuck this, fuck that, cut risk with no cuts left. Return to the good old cutbacks, in an age where no one don't cut wax. Just cut pace, blindside, never see a day where my rhyme dies. Inspired guys, hover around myself a lot. Fireflies, my dad trapped, keep me sane. Who goes calm in the beat, he's playing to keep safe, to keep faith, keep calm.
Police state,
police state, uncertain. Always hear about a gun busting from some kind of